Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Anthony C. Ferrante, director of Sharknado.
Hi, this is the voice of BattleBots, Mark Barrows.
This is Seth Shostak, senior astronomer at the SETI Institute.
Hello, my name is Matt Simon. I am a science writer at Wired Magazine and author of the new book, The Wasp That Brainwashed the Caterpillar.
This is Frank Joseph. I'm the author of an essay in the latest book, Lost Secrets of the Gods.
Hi, this is Linda Godfrey, author of American Monsters.
Hello, my name is Robert Salas. I'm the author of Unidentified, the UFO Phenomenon.
Hi, this is Nick Redfern, the author of Close Encounters of the Fatal Kind.
Hi, my name is Bob Luca.
And my name is Betty Andreasen Luca.
Hi, this is Jesse Proopus, the producer of JFK, The Smoking Gun.
Hello, this is Marty Langford. I'm the director of Doomed, the untold story of Roger Corman's Fantastic Four.
Hi, this is Kevin Randall, author of Alien Mysteries, Conspiracies, and Cover-Up.
Hi, this is Tracy Roberts, founder of Positive Statistics.
I'm Jeremiah Bomek, the producer of The Reel of Horror.
Hi, my name is Bill Hall, author of The World's Most Haunted House.
Hi, this is Micah Hanks, and I'm the author of the book The Ghost Rockets.
And you're listening to Emmy on the Graveyard Shift Talk Show, blogtalkradio.com.
Deep within, the molten core of a dying star. From the snow-capped mountaintops of Middle Earth, orbiting above the Earth in a stolen alien spacecraft. The Graveyard Shift Online Radio Talk Show. Now, strap on your seatbelts, get ready to kneel, true believers, because here's your host, Emmy.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Graveyard Shift Talk Show. My name is Emmy, and you are listening to the greatest talk show that ever has been, is, or ever will be. Well, I got to tell you guys, I wish I could be broadcasting in a much more joyous setting, but I just can't see, you know, talking about movies and anime and gaming when we've got innocent people being killed, murdered in cold blood. Of course, you know, I'm talking about George Floyd being murdered by the white police officer. And then now because of everything that's been happening, we have protests going on. First in Minneapolis, I believe now in LA. I got some audio here that I wanted to share with you. This is audio from ABC7. It's our colleagues up in LA. Okay, so. So basically, let me fill you in on what happened. Well, first of all, everybody should know by now about what happened with George Floyd, which was terrible. There were four officers involved. There was from the Minneapolis Police Department, and Mr. Floyd. You know, the video shows him being taken to the side of the police car, and then Mr. Floyd's body became motionless as the officer continued to apply pressure with his knee on his neck. And he kept saying, "I can't breathe, please, I can't breathe." And he wouldn't stop. He just kept doing it. And, you know, the paramedics were called, but the officers did not stop applying pressure to his neck until he was finally lifted onto a stretcher, and then he was unfortunately, tragically declared dead at a nearby hospital soon after they say the arrest. I mean, come on, it was a murder, clear and simple. Now it's just now we're just, you know, going through everything now, and there were protests happening in Minneapolis, and now there's protests happening in LA. Now, right now, it seems that they're dissipating. They were in a great deal, a great crowd was gathered in the LA freeway, but now they dissipated. There was a gentleman that was injured by a police cruiser. From what it looked like he was climbing on the police cruiser, and then the police cruiser, I believe, stopped abruptly, and the gentleman was thrown off and landed on the floor, and then they called the paramedics to help him. Now, I'm getting from my colleagues up north, I'm getting, if I can get to it, protests are still underway in Minneapolis. This is from our colleagues at WFLA. So thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate this. Let me see if we can listen into this audio, because I'm getting this raw audio, guys. So I just apologize ahead of time if there's any cursing or anything. I don't think there will be, but this is the way things are right now. So just kind of see what we can find out here. I'm not really seeing any, doesn't look like audio is being streamed on this video. So let me describe what I'm seeing here. I'm seeing a large crowd in Minneapolis, and they are protesting the death or murder of George Floyd. And, you know, apparently President Trump has asked the DOJ and the FBI to expedite the investigation into Floyd's death, which, I mean, it's pretty cut and dry. If you've seen the video, there's no other explanation. I mean, it's just basically the guy was killed is what happened. And, you know, this is so telling of a larger problem. Okay. And by the way, if you want to call in and talk about this, you absolutely can. The phone number is area code 516-595-8313. That is the studio number. That's area code 516-595-8313. And you can call in and we'll talk about this, and we'll get through it by talking about it, I guess. So I wanted to kind of take a trip back in time with you and kind of run us through something that happened a very long time ago, when the whole country, really the world, was just in shock about something that was caught on video. It was probably one of the first times, if not the first time, that this kind of abuse was caught on video, because of course everybody had already known, any black person could tell you that this kind of thing happened all the time to them. They are always living in fear of the police. They're always living in just mortal terror of just even leaving their house. Sometimes even being in their house is still terrifying. As we've heard stories of cops coming in, storming houses and killing them in their houses. So, I mean, sometimes it doesn't even matter where they are. It's like, I don't know. I can't say anything about it really, because I don't experience what they've experienced. I mean, well, I've experienced, you know, racism and hating. I mean, just the other day, somebody coughed at me purposefully. Because I was wearing a mask, but come on, that's nothing compared to what has happened to this community. And, you know, let's take a trip back in time to the 90s and talk about what happened with Rodney King. And, you know, the man was 25 years ago. And it was on March 3rd, 1991, four white LA police officers brutally beat Rodney King, who was unarmed. And 81 seconds of video footage was captured by a bystander, and you could see it very clearly. They were kicking and clubbing him 56 times. And what to make, actually, you know what? I'm not going to even say to make it worse, because how can you? To add complete insult to injury, they were tried a year later and found not guilty despite taped evidence. And at that time, after the verdict, Time and CNN did a survey, and it turned out 57% of the ones of the people polled, including 45% of black respondents, felt the outcome was the result of racism. And it absolutely was. Now, of course, what ended up happening because of that was the LA riots. And now we have, you know, these protests going on. Again, I don't see any audio happening with this live feed. So it seems to me that the protests are pretty peaceful in nature. It got pretty escalated. I'm not going to say violent because the anger that these people are feeling is so justified. And the media is always talking about them being violent. And it's not that they're violent. It's that they're angry. And they feel like they don't know what else to do. But right now, you know, it's funny. These guys, when they do these feeds, they don't know. It's like, why are they – why is the camera panning to show buildings in the corner? I mean, there's nothing going on there. So basically, the protests are peaceful. And they're just showing their – solidarity and against this kind of, you know, honestly, this tyranny that they're experiencing. Look, earlier today, some colleagues of mine at The Blaze were discussing this terrible murder of George Floyd. And they were talking about, I knew that they were going to discuss about the police perspective on this. The you know, look, let me tell you something right now. I have many friends that are in the police department. I have had family in there. We're a military family, so I'm very much in support of the military, of people in uniform and all that, okay? That has nothing to do with what happened with this gentleman. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, there are bad people. There's bad people no matter where you go. That's neither here nor there. The problem is that it's systemic. It's something that's been going on for a very long time, and it hasn't stopped. It just keeps getting worse. It never ends. It's like, and the other problem is the authorities that are supposed to be the ones to put the perpetrators in check, all they're doing is firing them. Or they're putting them on paid leave. You know, all that does is show us that they don't care what happened and they're actually in favor of it. That's what that shows us. And that's why these people are protesting, because they know that nothing that they can do is going to make this go away for them. They know this. They absolutely know this. All they can do is band together and show solidarity and protest about these just murderous acts. So right now, the people are standing in a line outside what looks like the police department at Minneapolis. Some of them are actually on the roof. Wow, I wonder how they got up there. Sorry, you just heard me drink some water there. And then you have other people, a lot of protesters actually standing. So a lot of them are lined up on the side and the front of the police department in Minneapolis. And then others are standing kind of scattered throughout the street. I saw somebody just throw like a bottle or something, but that doesn't, I don't think that was anything serious. It just looked like, I'm just trying to describe what I'm seeing, ladies and gentlemen, because this is right next to something called the Hook and Ladder. I don't know. I think that's a restaurant. I'm not sure what that is. I've heard of that name before, but I can't remember what the business is. But at any rate, Oh, you know what? I just noticed that those are not the protesters standing in front of the police department. Those are the police. You know, it's just that they were the camera was so far away it was hard to see. So let me correct myself. The line of people standing in front of the police department are cops in riot gear. And they are standing in front. They're standing in front of the police department, and then right in front of them is the protesters, and they're just kind of staring each other down. Oh, this is – I really hope that nobody does anything stupid, because let me tell you right now, in situations like this, we have the things like the Valentine's the Boston Massacre in the 1700s. And this is oof. So right now the protesters are scattered and they're just kind of meandering in and out of the street in front of the police department in Minneapolis, and the police officers are in a line in front of their headquarters. It looks like their headquarters. And there's no audio. I'm sorry, I can't share with you any audio. I don't see any audio. I'm just kind of trying to tell you as I see it. This is unbelievable. And, you know, I hope you guys understand why I didn't give you any entertainment news today, because really, I just didn't see how I could. I just, how can I? When something like this happens, it's just the outcry has been just absolutely rightfully massive. And by the way, what I was saying before about my colleagues talking about the police perspective, you know, in every issue, there's two sides. And I remember when we had the tragedy of Trayvon Martin by that murderer, George Zimmerman. And I did an episode on that. And at the time, we didn't know what was going on. We didn't know about Zimmerman and his, you know, attitude, his personality. We didn't really have a lot of information. So we didn't really have a lot to go on. And I tried very hard to shoot it, you know, my opinion straight down the line. But, you know, really, there is no straight down the line. It's very apparent that there's a sickness going on in many police departments around this country. And I don't know if they don't stop it. See, there's people standing on the top of cars right now. I mean, you know, typical protests is what I see. Peaceful, by the way, protests. I don't see any violence happening. I don't know. It looks like a puff of smoke came out of somewhere. I don't know if that was – couldn't have been tear gas, because then there would have been others. Anyway, there is due process that's supposed to be given to everybody in an arrest situation. I don't know what George Floyd was accused of. Frankly, at this point, it doesn't matter. Regardless of what it was, he deserved due process. He deserved to be arrested properly if he did something to be arrested of, which I don't know. But let's, for the sake of argument, let's just say a person did something to be arrested that they needed to be arrested. The point is, the police are there to do the proper thing and follow proper arresting protocol. And these guys that I know that, you know, I've spoken to a lot of cops that tell me that they're scared, that they're terrified of their lives, that we don't understand because they put their lives on the line every day. I get that. I do understand. I am in support of what you do. I thank them for their service all the time. Every time I see a police officer, I thank them for their service. Because I do understand, okay? That's not the point. Oh, hold on, ladies and gentlemen. There's tear gas canisters are being shot in the air. And people are dispersing. Yep, there it is, another one. It looks like tear gas grenades are being, I don't know if it's the, I don't know who's shooting them. I'm sure it's the cops. Doesn't look like any more are being shot. I wish this camera would stay still. I mean, I realize they're probably in a helicopter, but still, whoa, I saw some kind of sparks flying, but I don't know if that's just, yeah, there's sparks flying. I don't know what, I don't know if somebody's shooting fireworks or what that is. I can't figure that out. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to call in to talk about this protest going on in Minneapolis or this situation, you can call in 516-595-8313. That's 516-595-8313. Okay, it doesn't look like they're shooting any more tear gas, but man, there's a huge, I mean, this crowd is massive, absolutely massive. I'm trying to see if I can get some information on what the content, what's going on. I mean, if they don't handle this properly, there will be serious, very severe riots. I heard a report that Target was broken into. I don't know if that's true or not, but someone said that the Target that's next to what looks like the police station, it's hard to tell from this camera angle, but I was told that that it was broken into and looted. But I'm not so sure if that's true because I see a lot of cars in the Target parking lot. If it was looted, I wouldn't think those cars would be there, unless those are cars from the protesters, of course. At any rate, like I was saying before, you know, I do understand that police officers, you know, risk their lives every day. But that doesn't mean that they have to give in to the fear that they themselves feel. They're supposed to undergo constant psychological therapy. And, you know, if there's something going on with them mentally that they can't discern from right or wrong, then they should not be working, at least until they get back to whatever. And you know, these cannot be explained like that. Okay, you can't say, oh, the person was just mentally not stable, the officer was emotionally unstable, they're having a problem at home. That cannot explain what's happening here. This is clearly a case of a hate crime and racism perpetrated by the officer towards these people. So it looks like the protesters are just kind of scattering more. I don't know if they're dissipating. It kind of looks like they might be. No, they're not. Never mind. Some of them are, but not all. Let's look at that guy with the Target shopping cart. That's interesting. Well, at least one of them has something from Target. I can't read. There's signs, but I can't tell what they say. I think one of them says George Floyd Justice, or I can't tell. Okay. I just don't understand. I don't know what that building is. It's hard because this camera is all over the place, and I can't see exactly what the camera is pointing at. It's just hard to tell. It's just still the line of cops just standing very still in front of what I'm assuming is the police department. There's just trash, so much that I'm assuming very much was thrown there. Okay, someone is walking. A cop is walking the line. Yeah. What in the heck? Something, okay. Looks like firecrackers just I think, were shot in the air, and that didn't do much of anything. Anyway, guys, really, it's just this kind of thing is can only end one of two ways. We either do something right now with and weed out the evil element of the police officers that are doing this and just get them out of the law enforcement community. I actually, you know what? I don't see any other option. I really don't. The only other option is for the black community to rise up and revolt against the police. I mean, which is what they're saying to do, you know, and I don't want to be the one calling upon that because I don't want that to happen. Because, I mean, honestly, I don't see any other options here. I see one of two things will happen. Either they get the ones that are causing this out of the police department, fire them, get them out of there and stop this. You know, if they say that there are bad cops and that not all cops are bad, fine. Prove it and get the ones that are causing this racial tension out of your department. And I know it's like, how can you tell? Oh, you can tell. There's always a way that you can tell. Yeah, I know there's protocol to follow before you can do something like that, but there's got to be a way that you can, there has to be a way that we can use the laws that we have that the police department can follow to get the ones that are causing this out of the position of authority, because I honestly don't see this getting any better. I just see it getting worse and worse. It started with Rodney King publicly. I mean, we know it's been going on a lot longer than that, but for what we know historically in video evidence form, it's been going on since Rodney King and then with Ahmaud Arbery and George Floyd, both in the same year. Oh, sorry about that. Sorry about that. That was the feed of the camera. Guys, thank you for listening. I'm going to keep tuning in to the feed. If I see anything that I think should be broadcast, I'll let you know. Tune in next week, and hopefully we'll be back to entertainment. And once again, I do apologize for not having things be a little more fun tonight. But do keep your ears open because there is a new show coming called Eminent Domain, and it is going to be political in nature. I'll be talking probably about things like this. So not as casual, obviously. It'll be more structured. So thank you again for listening, guys. This is Emmy with the Graveyard Shift. Stay safe out there. And to all of our listeners in the black community, we here at the Graveyard Shift are with you in spirit. And if you are a law enforcement officer and you're one of the good guys, we are always with you. Just please protect and serve. Protect and serve. That's what we need you to do. So thanks to everybody for listening, and we'll see you next week on the Graveyard Shift. All right, nuclears, get me the heck out of... Where are you? Where's that song? Oh, here it is. See you later, guys.